Well, the Cowboys, I believe, made a move yesterday that will fix everything. It was announced midday, DallasCowboys.com, that they have signed punter Hunter Nieswander to the practice squad.
That's what I'm talking about.
That should really shore up the roster, should put them in great shape heading into this big game with Philadelphia on Sunday night. They've got a punter that they signed, Hunter Nieswander, to the practice squad.
Can he play defensive tackle too?
Who knows? I do understand that he edged out Rick Scanlonen for that last punting spot on the practice squad, and Rick was very sad because of it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And then this virtual press conference yesterday for beleaguered Cowboys defensive coordinator Mike Nolan, he apparently, as if things couldn't get any worse, as he's talking to the media, he realizes that he didn't wash his hands very well after lunch.
And obviously the frustration for him as well is just, you know, look, when he misses them, nobody, whoops, excuse me, I got something in my eye. Just had some Tabasco on my finger and it went in my eye. That wasn't good. Oh.
Never good.
It's terrible. Jeez. I'm sorry.
Hang on, guys. I'll be right back.
Give me 1 second.
Oh, man. It's attention to detail like that that got the Cowboys defense where they are.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
It's been probably the worst year ever for Mike Nolan, and that's including his last year as a defensive coordinator back in 2014, I believe, with Atlanta, where his defense was last in the NFL. And as if it couldn't get any worse for him, yesterday he has to stop down the press conference because he gets Tabasco in his eye.
Can't even hold a press conference without making a huge mistake.
And I do feel sorry for Mike Nolan and Mike McCarthy and all these guys. They're very well paid. I get it. But to wake up every morning and hear people asking for you to be fired, that cannot be a fun way to live.
No, it can't. Although we've been watching football around here for a long time, and we've never seen a defense this ridiculous.
No.
And it's not as if they've been, I mean, they've got a few injuries, but it's not like the offense that's just been gutted by injuries. The defense has guys that, I thought Bob brought up a great point yesterday. The defense is filled with guys that they have paid because they thought they could play.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been paid to hold down a position like linebacker, like Jalen Smith, or defensive end like DeMarcus Lawrence. And we were told Everson Griffin was going to come in here, and I fell into that too. I saw him play in Minnesota. I thought he would really help them.
Sure.
Don Terry Poe also, I thought he would really help them. Those guys hadn't done squat.
They've got a ton of problems. It is not just McCarthy, not just Nolan, not just the high-priced, overpaid talent that's under-delivering, not just the GM, not just the owner. They're all contributing, not just the injury problems with Dak and the offensive line. Everything's contributing. But Nolan's taken a lot of the blame. Jeff Schwartz, former NFL offensive lineman, wrote that McCarthy hired Nolan, doing him a solid for starting McCarthy's coaching career as a coordinator in San Francisco when Nolan was the coach there a long time ago. Nolan hasn't been a good defensive coordinator in years, he writes, though, and it has shown this season. The Cowboys personnel doesn't fit the scheme that Nolan wants to run, and then he goes into more detail there. And that's the argument, right, that changes every week. It's either too complex or it's too simple, or, like Nolan said recently, a lot of high schools can run this defense, so it shouldn't be too complex for them. And then some will counter that, well, then that's too simple. And then some will counter that they don't have the personnel for the 3-4, and I'm not sure they had the personnel for the 4-3, to be honest with you.
No.
So it's just everybody pointing fingers, and there's blame everywhere. Mike Nolan's another topic. This topic came up yesterday, though. Is this team starting to look like a team that needs to be blown up? And I would say no. It's showing signs that it's been built incorrectly. It's showing signs clearly that it's being run incorrectly from the top to what the coaches are trying to do. It's showing signs that they've got some bad players in terms of leadership, effort, adapting to a scheme, whatever it happens to be, pure execution on the field. There's a lot wrong here. There are a lot of contractual issues that would prevent it from being completely blown up. That's just life with the NFL salary cap. But I mentioned yesterday, and I've been thinking about this since the Arizona game. If you were going to make a big change, and after the Arizona game, we all got the feeling that the Cowboys were headed towards maybe 2-14, 3-13, something like that, and maybe a really high draft pick, which would, of course, bring about the question, what do you do if you're picking in the top three? Do you take a quarterback? And that is where it would start. If the Cowboys, and I don't think Jerry and Steven look at it this way. In fact, I'm positive they don't look at it this way. But Dak is a question mark right now. Let's start there. There's no guarantee he'll be back to what he was before the injury. He'll probably make it back, but there's no guarantee. Plus, there's the looming franchise tag again, contract thing again. So the thought is that if you are going to blow this thing up, as the definition would allow, you have to start there. And it all starts with the Cowboys finishing somewhere with the second, third, or fourth worst record. And if they do that, I got a good email from David Newberry from our Ticket pregame show. He says this class has three franchise quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, all legitimate top three picks. And as I was thinking after the Arizona game, I thought, would the Cowboys ever do that? And they could get back to the blueprint that has led recently Seattle to a Super Bowl win, Kansas City to a Super Bowl win, a really great quarterback on a rookie contract, allowing you to spend money on defense, to spend money on the offensive line. There are a couple guys you're stuck with, contracts you're going to be stuck with, I guess, like Cooper and Zeke and things like that. But would the Cowboys ever do this? This would be step number one to redoing the roster, but you would have to make a really hard decision about Dak. You would have to feel like Trevor Lawrence is going to be equal to or better than Dak. Justin Fields is going to be equal to or better than Dak. And if you go 2-14 and you have a chance to draft one of those guys, you could either trade that pick back to another team that wants a quarterback and roll the dice with Dak, or you could take one of those quarterbacks if you think they're going to be as good as Dak, cut ties with Dak, and take that money with a quarterback on a rookie contract, take that money and spend it to build the roster back up.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea and plan, but the only way I think they even think about it, and I hate to even bring this up, is if they get bad news on Dak in like February.
Right.
Like this is not healing properly and he may not be ready for this season and beyond. And if that doesn't happen, I think they go back to just trying to patch together and they figure out, okay, who are our core guys? Because you will get some impactful players. They're going to get a good first and second round pick that mm-hmm. you should get two impactful rookies next year.
I agree with you. I think that's how they will look at it. And again, I'm not saying that I think the Cowboys are going to blow it up. I'm just saying if they did decide, this would be where you start at the quarterback position, get a really highly thought of rookie in the top three picks and go from there with all that extra money. They won't do that. You're right. And if Dak is healthy and he comes back and they either franchise tag him for $37 million or they give him a contract extension for about that or $40 million a year, then you've got all that money tied up at quarterback, those huge contracts to Cooper and Zeke and Lawrence, Crawford, Smith, Martin. You're not going to have a ton of room to play with after that. You have to have those guys play to their contract.
Yeah.
And the one that jumps out at me there is Zeke. It was a mistake to pay him in the first place. I was on record saying that. That's too much money for a running back. I'm looking at the NFL rushing leaders right now. basically the whole top 10 is second and third round picks.
Yeah.
One undrafted rookie. You can get a good running back in the second, third, fourth. Cowboys got DeMarco Murray in the third. You can get running backs all over the place. Maybe they're not Derrick Henry, even though he was a second round pick, or as talented as Zeke when Zeke is firing on all cylinders. But in today's NFL, that was a huge mistake to give Zeke that money. And I don't know that the Cowboys can dig out from that hole that they put themselves in. So that's why they may want to at least think about what they're going to do at the quarterback position salary-wise going forward.
You know, and I heard a lot of, and Zeke is a huge problem if he doesn't start performing like a superstar over the next, in the short term. I heard a lot of people yesterday saying, well, let's start cutting guys. And I guess you can, but you don't, you don't really have anyone past them, though. And
right.
As far as, okay, let's start playing some young players who we drafted this year. And outside of Bradley Anae and Neville Gallimore got some time the other day, on defense, you really don't have anybody else. Reggie Robinson, maybe, the corner, out, or I think they have him at safety now out of Tulsa. But outside of that, there's really, and from what I understand in talking to a scout a few weeks ago, there's nobody out there because everyone has expanded practice squads and everyone's had a ton of injuries.
Yep. And I'm not advocating anything like that, cutting anybody now, because with a lot of these guys, there are salary cap implications going forward.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about it this season. I'm looking at to the off season and what to do.
Yeah. Well,
that's where we are through seven games. We're already looking to the off season.
Yeah, that's what happens when you just go belly up and you're 2-5.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.